I would like to thank Kevin Debbie from Philly for sharing. Yeah. Yes. At this time, I would like to introduce our next speaker. His name is Anthony Addick from New York. Yeah. Help him welcome Anthony.
Hi, family. Anthony Addick. Thank God I'm clean. Thank God I ain't used. And after being clean for 27 years, making meetings still make sense. No, God, I want to thank Kev for sharing, baby.
Yeah.
Great job, man. You know, God, my understanding. I know, like, one thing I learned in this process, I need God to anything. You know, when I got here, your God prayed me in here with the moment of silence. But my God keeps me here. You know, through the work. You know, like, I was all right just being clean, honey. You know, just putting down the drugs, being clean, enjoying life as other people do. But there was a boy, right, that the parties didn't fill. The conventions didn't fill. You know, there was something empty after the drugs. I was happy being clean, but I was just like not sad. It was something missing. It's something missing. You know, there was something, right? And like, I came in here with my mother's God that was taking me to hell for all the shit I did. I don't know by staying clean if I would have did enough to go to heaven in her religion, I guess. But y'all told me get a God of my understanding. And what I realized, the longer I stayed here, God was with me through the good times, the bad times, all the time. But I wasn't paying attention. You know, and I came in here and I started doing the work and I started to realize, like, I need a God. And I remember one time I was... See, because there's a difference between isolation and solitude. You know, and with solitude, I could get with God. With isolation, I just try to avoid your asses. You know what I'm saying? I get tired of the NA people. But with God, you know, like, we practice these principles in all our affairs. Practice means just, if I do it wrong the first time, try it again. Try it again. I hit my head on the wall. Try it again. I got in a fair relationship. Try it again. You know, but I had to always start with me. Everything begins and ends with me. Keep the focus on Anthony Addick. Stay out of everybody's business. And when I realized that shit, I had enough business. I didn't need to be in nobody's business. So like in the second step, when I started to fill that void, and it wasn't a job, and it wasn't sex, and it wasn't scratch-offs, and it wasn't money, you know, and I started to go into the spiritual realm of this program, things started to be a little bit better. I started liking myself. First, I can't love nobody if I don't like me. I could say that I love you, but I might be lying because everybody else is saying it, or just because you said it to me. But I started to like my stuff. I started to feel a change in my life. I started to be like, wow, this shit is good. God is good. And then something happened, like, you know, like, my mother was so important in my life. You know, unconditional love, that's what she gave me. And that's what I realized God gave me through the good, the bad, and different. My mother loved me, and I stole her shit. And she still loved me. And she still was there for me. And when I got clean, she She loved you all. And she didn't call y'all Narcotics Anonymous. You were those people. Y'all were special. Y'all were, she was like, y'all the ones that saved my son's life. Y'all the ones that gave him the information to live life. I could trust him now. I don't have to hide my shit no more. And I remember, like, when she passed away, right? I saw her last breath. And she said, never leave those people. She said, never leave those people. And I was like, shit, what about me? You know? And when she said that, she looked at me and just closed her eyes and like was like, you know, like, you go be all right. And she ain't lying. And I don't know if it was her, but I know it was a God thing. I know it was a God thing. A lot of God things happening here. You know, this is a spiritual program. It ain't about religion. It's about your feeling your spirit. And when I go through something, I gotta go through it. I can't avoid it. I can't go around it. I gotta go through it. And when I go through it, there's some kind of breakthrough that comes in my spirit that enhances my life. And I'll be like, wow. But I gotta trust the process. I gotta trust y'all. I gotta trust God. I gotta, you know, it's like, all right, I turn my will over to the care of God as I understand them. And when things is going all right, I don't want to talk to God. But as soon as things make a left, God, where you at? Where you at, God? But I gotta trust him through all. I pray to God every day. I, you know, tolerance, you know, I hit my knees. I remember I couldn't hit my knees. I couldn't hit my knees to pray to God. I couldn't hit my knees to pray to God. But if you don't be humble, I tell you one time, and I'm going to share it because I always share this, right? My mother had she had the 12 supper. You know, I'm a Puerto Rican. So my mama used to burn candles, had a saint, had Martin Luther King, the Last Supper, and John F. Kennedy. And we had that Last Supper on photo for since I could remember. And I took it and sold it for crack. So I ain't respect the religious thing. I am, you know, and when she came home, like, I didn't think it was a big thing. Shit, I took the vacuum cleaner, I took the microwave, took the TV, took the stereo, went in her pocketbook. So still in the Last Supper was nothing. But it was something to her. It was something to her. It meant something to her. Right? Now, doing all that other stuff didn't get me thrown out the house. But stealing Jesus got me thrown out the house. Got me thrown out, like, yo, get the hell out my house. So when I come in here, right, I respect your belief. I respect, you know, whatever your God is. But I know that I can't do this without God. I know that I cannot do this program, you know, and get the benefits and the rewards that this program has to offer. See, because one thing I know is that My car could break down. My house could break down. The girl could leave me. But y'all can't, they can't take the feeling I have for myself. And that's through the work, you know, work and effort. It talks about, in our literature, effort. I can't be lazy in this program. You know, we talk about recovery. You know, it's all right to be clean. Time is real important. But recovery is a different level. You got to take it, you know, this is, I got to take it to another level if I want to stay clean and live clean. You know, I got clean. I stay clean. Where am I today? How am I living today? And you know, one thing about my God, he'll snatch shit up if I ain't paying attention. Oh, you don't value that? Here, try living now. You don't respect that? Try living now. That's my God. And I don't mind going through pain. In the literature, it talks about pain being a gift if I address it. So, because when I address my pain and my issues and my character defects, if I address them and I know where they at and I know what it is, then it don't become a shortcoming because I'm not going to act out on it. And if I act out of it, I still got to go to God in the 10th step and talk about, like, I was wrong, God. I'm going to not try to do it again because I ain't perfect. And I'm not going to judge you when you fall short. You know, them whispers like, yo, Anthony, damn, she left you because you fucked up. And I want to be a victim. You know, she left me for another girl. Right? But I was cheating. I was cheating. But she left me for another girl. And I hated them. I hated dumb people. Nah. Y'all took my girl. Shit. Fuck wrong with y'all. You know? Had resentments caused by me. I never look at the part that I played in it. Yeah. If I would have not cheated, she would have not had paid attention maybe to somebody else that was rubbing the back and saying, let's go be okay. I got, you know, so today I pay attention to my recovery. You know what I'm saying? You know, I have to pay attention. I got to look at myself. I got to, you know, and I want to be all right with me. And how can I be all right with me if I don't, I'm scared to be alone. I don't want to be alone. So I might settle for something so I won't be alone. And it might not be the person that might God, I'm going to say it like this, the person that God might have sent. See, so I put obstacles in my way because I can't wait because I ain't patient. I always want to move. I can't stand still. But I learned in this process that if you stand still, something going to run into your ass. Sooner or later. You ain't gotta be moving to get hit. So I come to this process and the God of my understanding leads me to people. It puts people in my life and puts, like, I got a great sponsor that guides me in my recovery. You know, because we all need guidance. I'm talking about life guidance. You know, because the drugs is gone now. I'm dealing with issues in my life. And, like, you know, I have people I joke with, you know, like, I had a tumor in my neck, right? I'm going to share this, right? I had a tumor in my neck. It was about 2.5 inches, right? And when I didn't have no pain. I didn't have, you know, it was no pain, nothing. So, being that it didn't hurt, but my neck was swollen, it didn't hurt. I said, fuck it, it don't hurt. But when I went for the checkup, they said, yo, Anthony, Mr. Hernandez, you got a tumor in your neck. And when they say tumor, I'm like, oh, shit. I'm going to die. It's going to move to my brain. Oh, shit. So they checked it out. They said, well, this is a benign tumor, but we go cut it out. And when they went in there, there was another tumor behind that tumor that they didn't see. Took it out. Border health good. My sugar good. My blood pressure good. Everything good. Then some shit started growing out the side of my neck. Right? So, you know, I was telling Jabbar, Jabbar asked me, like, yo, Ed, what the fuck is that? So my smart ass, so it's a Bluetooth. Say, yo, Jabbar, you hear me now? You know, because I can laugh at myself today. You know, and I'm going in for operation, right? So they said, well, Anthony, you know, because it's a keloid, right? And it grows, you know, or like, I got cut on my chest. I got one on my chest. I told back, that's a battery, extra battery. Right? You know, and they said, like, you know, we could lance it, but it's an 80% chance that it's going to grow back. So then they said something about some radiation, right? And I, like, radiation near my brain, you know, like, I got a disease that try to confuse me, man. Because that's a disease job, to confuse me, right? And I'm not, you know, I'm focusing on the disease and I ain't listening to God. God is saying, take care of it, man, I got you. So I went to another, he said, look, man, the radiation gonna be a small dose. It ain't chemo, it's radiation, man. And if we can hit it with the radiation, it's a good chance that it won't grow back. So I'm going into the hospital April 22nd to have it removed, right? Because I'm trusting in God, man. You know, but, you know, this disease is so cunning, baffling, and insidious that it tries to distract me from getting to the person that I need to get to, man. So I got to learn, and when I was listening, I got to learn. And how do I learn? By practicing. By practicing, if I keep practicing. See, I know, like, for me, this is the best program in the world. Even normal people need this shit. If normal people could practice this shit, we'd be all right around here. But we ain't normal. We God's children. You know, so what I'm going to share before I shut it down, right? My home group is It Can Be Done. We meet every Saturday at 6:30 in Harlem, New York. You know, it's the best home group in Harlem. Right? You know, so if you're ever in New York City, pay us a visit. All right, honey? You know, if you're just beginning this journey, right, stay clean. Make meetings, don't pick up. And when you get tired of that, don't pick up and make meetings. See, because this is a simple program. This is real simple. And you're going to find your niche. And you're going to find your place in Narcotics Anonymous. Because if you're in here, you're going to find your place. And you're going to find the people. You're going to surround yourself with them. And they're going to find you. See, God is going to put people to protect you, to guide you, to love you, to nurture you. See, this is an unconditional love program, man. We don't got to know you. I don't know how much love I saw out there this weekend, man. And that's not only here, that's in all our meetings. But I got to show up. And the people with Clean Time got to stay to guide the newcomers. See, because this is selfish, you know, I become selfish when I say I ain't got to go to narcotics. I got mine. That's why I show up, man, because when I see people come in, you know, like my thing back in the day was I would come clean time with the newcomer. And I would lie to them. Like if they'd be like, I said, yo, how much clean time you got? They said, I got 40 days. And I would tell them, yeah, oh shit, I got 31 days. And they would take me to meetings. They would say, oh shit, yo, you want to be my money buddy? I'd be like, yeah, man, so let's go to this meeting over there. And then they introduce me to people I already know and shit. And you know, like, I see the joy of them helping me, and they don't know that they helping themselves. And then one of y'all be like, come on, man, that nigga got like 20 years. Oh, man. They look at me like, what the fuck? I be like, you clean, right? You clean, right? You kept me clean for the 9 days we was running together. But, you know, I love this program more than anything. You know, I love this program. You know, I give back what was freely given to me. You know, I give back what was freely. I pay it forward. You know what I'm saying? I don't want, you know, I owe. That's how I owe. So that's why I stay, because I owe. Thank you for letting me share.
I would like to thank you.